It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, intrepid, ambitious reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, we had a spirited meeting in Sharon this past week. It was calm and collective, but there were definitely views expressed. It was a community meeting called by the selectmen to get input from residents on two projects. The one that brought the most discussion were the sidewalks that will be going past your studio. The town has secured a TRIP grant for that project, which is Transportation Rural Improvement Program through the DOT, and they received $1.1 million. And so First Selectman Casey Flanagan explained that those sidewalks really are in terrible shape, especially in certain areas where the roots are coming through and breaking and cracking, and it's dangerous. And it's been on the agenda for quite a long time, and it's about to start this spring. So there were representatives there from Cardinal Engineering who were doing the project, and the senior project manager for that particular project explained all the where it's headed. It's going from the shop, just before the shopping center, all the way down to Amenia Union Road and, 340 Amenia Road, across from the clock tower, with a little bit of going along the cemetery, little blip there. And so the conversation, he discussed it all and said that the plan is to use bituminous or asphalt. And that started the conversation because people, for the most part, want concrete. And so it was, as I say, a lively discussion. Engineer said, you know, it's fine if what you want, but it's double the cost for concrete. So there was a back and forth discussion, and then there was talk of maybe just doing the concrete along the green in front of your area there, in front of Town Hall, and having bituminous at the rest of the outskirts. Casey Flanagan, the first selectman, said board will go back and discuss it and have to make some decisions. So that was that project.
How about the rest of 41 out here? I'm finding when I drive in, when we get past the project they did last year, there's big holes in this road that people are having to swerve around.
No, they didn't talk about roads.
Well, actually, somebody needs
it's going to. No, I take that back. Casey did say the state is planning to repave.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
When?
Out there. Probably.
2 years.
So they're going to have to hopefully settle. Do you do the sidewalks first or you do the road first? So.
Well, no matter what you do, somebody will come along a little after and dig it up anyway.
And then, of course, you get into the issue of trees. And, you know, the sentiment for the most part was keep the trees, you know, at all cost. And then a woman who lives on Main Street got up and said, those honey locusts are nothing but trouble. Their roots will come through. I've sued before because I got injured on them, and I will sue again. So there were,
What was the second topic?
The second topic is West Cornwall Bridge. So that was another Cardinal engineer speaking on that topic. They will be replacing a culvert on West Cornwall Bridge somewhat near the Audubon area up there. What's it called?
That's way up.
Sanctuary, you know.
Yeah.
However, in order to make the get the project going as quickly as possible, there will be a road closure. And so he described how people will have to detour. It's going to be quite a detour from because
so
the road will be closed.
So on Route 4, you're going to have a problem?
You're going to have to go one way through around White Hollow and another way through through Route 4, and yeah.
And what are they doing that they've got to close it down like that?
We're replacing a bridge.
It's actually a bridge.
It's actually a culvert, but yeah.
Oh,
but it's got to be replaced. So.
Yeah, that one they did in Salisbury on Salmon Kill took them like 2.5-3 years to do.
I remember that. I remember that well.
Guess
yeah.
people better make plans
it was a bridge, not a culvert, right?
I know. That's just yeah. amazing. And what's it costing, do we know? Millions and millions?
Yeah, they got a grant for it.
That one is 50%. That's part of, because it's in such poor shape, the state, it's part of the state's bridge project.
Still
and
all the same.
So the town is going to be on the hook for 50% of the cost.
But we don't know what the cost will be.
No, not officially.
Interesting.
So beware, folks, because there will be that detour, and it will probably take, what did he say, 4 to 6 weeks or something.
When they did they talk about when they were starting?
Probably this spring, summertime. Yeah.
So basically, and it's going to add, you know, a good 15 minutes, it sounds like.
Yeah, depending on where you live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a long detour.
Yeah, if you want to go to town from beyond.
You want to go to town from basically up on 41. But
yeah. Where are they shutting it down end to end? Where is it actually shutting down? Do we know?
Well, I think it's around the Audubon.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. You could go up over Sharon Mountain if it's that would be further up.
There are things that you can do, but none of it's a straight shot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and some of the folks know. They say, we could take that little dirt road. Those of us who know. So I'm not familiar exactly with the.
But that
area, but,
just
yeah.
think of all the traffic that's now going to be on those little roads.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Those projects always, you know, they do present inconvenience, but they have to be done. I mean,
well, there's a lot of mystery behind them too. And
the spirit aspect, though, going back to the, we're going to take something. This is just me. You know, it's like some things do work better than others. I think that, the problem I have always personally had with asphalt sidewalks is they're just not the same as concrete. They're just not. So I guess that, you know, that may be the Nouvelle Vague, but not necessarily over here in Oldville.
I sometimes think that as far as the eye appeal to me, the concrete has a little more eye appeal than the asphalt, but if you're talking price on that, I would put down whatever's the least amount.
But that is what was done, and that's what started the spirit discussion.
Okay, so
we'll see what happens.
New sidewalks for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, we had obviously, in Kent, we went round and round on that. Took couple of years, and we're still holding off. We're doing phase two, but we're stuck with a couple of people who won't give a right-of-way, and so that's been held up.
Well, you know, and as always, these projects, they take so long. You get environmental issues or something with the culvert down there. I'm sure somebody's going to have a frog or a fish or something that lives down there. I'm sorry, but, you know, and as it pushes on year by year, the cost does nothing but go up.
And
contractor availability. I mean, contractor makes you available for this season. Well, you're going to say, it's going to roll into next season. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's going to cost you more to bring us back. I just
yes,
wish
the
they could
the
organize
is
these
a
things.
Little bit off, but the number of people who noticed that, you know, is really not even scratching the surface yet.
Yeah, I wish they would get some kind of a board or something to coordinate all of these activities, because while I said it jokingly a little earlier, you do the road and then somebody comes along and digs a new hole in it right away. This happens all the time. You know, suddenly the cable company or, somebody comes along right after your brand new road and it's like, whoop, let's put a strip across, and then they don't really replace it well, let's put it that way.
And I find it interesting. Now, it was a freezing cold night, and yet there were probably 40 people or more. I mean, people are passionate about their environment. I found it, you know, that's what's so interesting about this area. We still have, you know, public input and passionate people. And then this past weekend, we closed the Kent Memorial Library. There was a goodbye party on Saturday. Unfortunately, because of the snow, it wasn't very well attended, but those who came were enthusiastic. The library is going, here again, another big project going through a huge renovation. And so it's closing down. It closed down on Saturday. It will be housed in on the Kent Green in a former dance studio. So they'll be moving about a third of what they have there. The rest, of course, will be put in storage. The party was offered cake, and Sarah Marshall, the executive director, gave explanations and showed plans, the blueprints for what the new library will look like, which is sort of unique because for those who know the library, it's a little brick building with some additions on it. It's now going, the original building, which I believe was built in 1922, little brick building, that little part will stay the same again, very much to the pleasure of the community because it really is historic and nice looking. But it will be hooked up to the old firehouse, which is next door. And so the plans call for connecting the two. There's going to obviously be a lot of room in that new renovated firehouse. There's going to be reconfiguration within the library, and they say huge project. So obviously they have to move out in order to do it, and that's why they had the goodbye party on Saturday. And
Moving out is no small task.
No.
Is the space they're going temporarily to anywhere near the size of the library?
No.
Is it substantially less?
No.
I know Sarah's been looking forward to this for a while now.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a long time.
She's finally
coming.
Getting her wish and putting on her hard hat. So
Here she goes. So, but the services will continue. For those who want to get books out that aren't there, you can always use any, if you have a Kent card, you can use anywhere in the state at any library. And of course, all the online stuff will still be available. So, as I say, it was the party was fun, but unfortunately, many people had to miss it because of the weather. So,
now I have a quick question. Maybe you've caught wind of this or not. I caught a little bit about a new nonprofit looking to possibly do the Silver Lake Center out there. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I did see an article on that.
Yeah.
They're forming. From what I gather, they want to keep the Silver Lake Association going, but maybe not necessarily on that site.
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking. You know, there wasn't a lot of detail or information on it, but hopefully we'll get some soon.
And to explain to your listeners, they're going to be closing down the Silver Lake camp that's been there forever.
Yep.
Because of finances, and that's off Indian Lake, Mudge Pond. That's something there's a group, I guess, of those who went to camp there or work there have great
It was interesting
nostalgia.
Because it came up rather quickly after the announcement of the closing. I mean, in terms of time of things happening, Russ, sometimes these things sit for years.
I think in that case, nostalgia is key for those folks who went to the camp.
All right. Well, what else have we got to deal with here?
Okay. Looking ahead, we're coming up on 250th anniversary celebrations around the region. Well, it's going to be around the country, but here in our area, there's North Canaan is going to be doing quite an extensive celebration starting this week, Tuesday or Wednesday. Catherine Boughton, who is the town historian and head of the History Center, will be doing a talk all about the colonial characters of North Canaan and the history of Canaan at the time of the 250th celebration.
The whole northwest corner up here and regions even beyond us in the corner, we played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War.
Yes, we did. So she will be speaking in advance of a huge Washington's birthday ball, which will be held on February 22nd at the Colonial Theater in Canaan. And they're going to be serving all sorts of things like George Washington's favorite beer and Martha's favorite food. And they're going to have people dressed in period historical costumes. And it should be a really exciting event. And they're hoping for a lot of publicity. So we're starting now to announce that. And that, as I say, will be on February 22nd. And as a prelude, you can come. I think it's Tuesday night.
Who's putting that on?
The Historical Society and the library. Well, mostly the Historical Society, but the talk is at the library.
Yeah, no, that's pretty typical team, library and historical societies anywhere. So.
Well, they don't have space at the Historical Society building, the former Rohrbach building.
Colonial Theater is starting to become a little bit of a venue because I know this week they're having a thing with the health center there in North Canaan.
Right, yes, exactly. So. There is a talk...
I'm trying to pull it up in my notes because my poor head won't remember it.
Boy, there's so many dates going through. Yes, the Joanne Boudoir from the Community Health Center is going to be speaking about what services they offer and a look at the current health scene.
And how it's been going since they started up here, and also going to look at they have a few schools in the school plan.
Right.
I guess it's kind of an input and feedback thing as well as to let people know what's going on. And then there was the one thing in the public service we put up, possible changes coming in the future, which that one kind of raises flag to me. It's like, you haven't been there that long. Hopefully it's good changes, we're going to hope.
And that's what I'm saying. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, community health and it's today at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
At the Colonial.
At the Colonial Theater. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Colonial Theater has become quite the...
And that's good to see because, when you have these old historics like that and you're trying to make it just showing movies, we've already seen that a number of times. It doesn't really work that well.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it a venue like that is the perfect way to do it. And I hope we see more and more people going over because it's a large place.
It's very large, but yet it's comfortable. I've been to several events there, and a good stage, nice seating, and of course the ballroom upstairs is perfect for large events.
Absolutely. They got plenty of parking around the downtown, too. So
yeah, it's good to see that going and open, and I mean, it was shuttered for years, and of course back in our teen days, I mean, it was the center of activity when it was a movie theater.
That's right. Well, that's when every town had movie theaters.
Because
we had a movie theater in Lakeville years back. Then the movie theater, of course, which is still there, but run as a nonprofit in Mellerton. But, you know, it's like all of the things when we go back to the wonder years, if you will. Speaking of this, we're reaching the wonder time. Any last words?
I think that about covers. I'm sure there'll be lots more meetings coming up. And with budget season starting, I know... Region 1 is working on its budget. That will be coming to the fore soon. And one never knows from week to week what will be happening, we well know.
Interestingly, with some of the schools in Region 1 shrinking to below the 100 level, schools are starting to have a little bit of a problem with this minimum budget requirement thing.
Yeah.
So we keep an eye, because that costs the town a lot of money dealing with that, just so everybody knows, because
there's always
lawyers involved in this stuff, and sometimes, you know, you can't increase the budget even though your student populations are going way down, but that's another issue for another day. I've wandered. Excuse me.
Well, there is an article in the paper, in the Lakeville Journal, about projections. Mm-hmm. Folks should read that. It's interesting.
Absolutely, because we're not growing.
Nope.
All righty.
Maybe that will change, too.
That's possible.
And I will leave you all there sitting, trying to figure out the difference between past, present, and future. Ruth, we appreciate your diligence, and this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There. Ruth with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, audacious, adventurous reporter on Robin Hood Radio.